Morning Watch, Crystallization Study of 1 and 2 Samuel, Week 7. David typifying Christ, the real David, the King of the coming Kingdom of God. Wednesday related verses. Psalm chapter 110, verses 1 through 3. Jehovah declares to my Lord, "Sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool." Jehovah will send forth the scepter of your strength from Zion. Rule in the midst of your enemies. Your people will offer themselves willingly in the day of your warfare, in the splendor of their consecration. Your young men will be to you like the dew from the womb of the dawn. Psalm chapter 110, verse 7. He will drink from the brook by the way. Therefore, he will lift up his head. 2 Samuel chapter 23, verses 1 through 5. Now these are the last words of David, the declaration of David, the son of Jesse, and the declaration of the man who has been raised up on high, the anointed of the God of Jacob, the one lovely in the Psalms of Israel. The Spirit of Jehovah spoke through me, and his word was on my tongue. The God of Israel spoke, the Rock of Israel spoke to me. He who rules among men righteously, he who rules with the fear of God. And he is like the light of the morning when the sun rises, a morning without clouds, as when the tender grass sprouts up from the earth at the sun's shining after a rain. For is not my house so with God? For he has made an eternal covenant with me, ordered in all things and secure. For all my salvation and all my desire, will he not indeed make them grow? Luke chapter 1, verses 68 through 70. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has visited and accomplished redemption for his people, and raised a horn of salvation for us in the house of David his servant. Even as he spoke through the mouth of his holy prophets from of old. Luke chapter 1, verses 76 through 79. And you also, little child, shall be called a prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people by the forgiveness of their sins, because of the merciful compassions of our God, in which the rising sun will visit us from on high, to shine upon those sitting in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. Related reading. Psalm chapter 110, verse 2, indicates that from the heavenly Zion, God will send out the scepter of Christ's power to rule over all the nations. Today, the nations are his enemies. Verse 3 indicates some kind of fighting is raging on. Today is still a time of fighting because Christ still does not have a footstool. Hence, this ministry is engaged in a constant struggle. We stand against and annul every kind of improper ground concerning the church, and this causes opposition and fighting. Although the church has become degraded, throughout the centuries there has been a line of those who have offered themselves willingly to the Lord in the splendor, the beauty of their consecration. Giving up everything on earth, thousands have offered themselves freely to Christ, and with this offering there was the splendor of consecration. Your young men will be to you like the dew from the womb of the dawn. This indicates that Christ likes to see the splendor of our consecration. On the other hand, he desires the dew that comes from the womb of the dawn. Christ enjoys seeing the splendor of those who offer themselves to him as free will offerings. But even more important, he still needs some dew to water him. Even Christ needs the watering. He needs us to be the dew that waters him. According to the poetry here, This dew comes from the womb of the dawn. We need to enter into this womb to be conceived as the dew with which to water Christ. I believe that this involves the morning watch. If we do not rise up early in the morning, we will miss the opportunity to enter into the womb of the dawn to be made dew for Christ's watering. Instead of being watered, he will be dry, and we also will be dry. I hope that we all, especially the young people, will see that here Christ likens himself to a plant that needs the mild, soft, gentle dew. May we respond to him by saying, Lord Jesus, I want to be the dew conceived and produced by the womb of the dawn for you to be watered. He will drink from the brook by the way. Therefore, he will lift up his head. While Christ is fighting, he will be thirsty. Needing some water to drink, he will drink from the brook by the way. This brook is the overcomers. Those who offer themselves in the splendor of consecration are the dew of the morning to water Christ, and the overcomers are the brook to quench his thirst. As Christ is taking the lead to fight through to the end, he will need water to drink, and this water will be the overcomers. When Christ drinks from the brook, he will lift up his head. This means that he will be victorious. To lower our head is a sign of defeat, but to lift up our head is a sign of victory, of triumph. Those who lift up their head are the ones who overcome all the enemies. In 2 Samuel chapter 23, verses 1 through 7, we have the last words of David. Verse 3b says that David, typifying Christ, ruled among men righteously with the fear of God. Typifying Christ, David was like the light of the morning, when the sun rises without clouds, as when the tender grass sprouts up from the earth at the sun's shining after a rain. When Christ rules among men righteously with the fear of God, he is like the light of the morning when the sun rises, as when the tender grass sprouts up from the earth at the sun's shining after a rain.